Morning, everyone. We dedicate our learning in memory of.
Are you talking?
Yeah, yeah.
My mother, Florence Rappaport, Santa Rappaport,
The Hebrew name?
I think it was Sephora.
Okay, her neshama should have an aliyah. So two of the interesting questions when it comes to the Seder is for the vegetables that we eat, in particular for karpas and maror, what are the vegetables that we're supposed to eat? So there really are two very different perspectives that we need to take over here. Karpas, at best, is really a strong custom that we have. And so therefore, when it comes to karpas, what I always tell people is that whatever their family custom is it's probably the appropriate thing to do. And there's a million customs under the sun as to what exactly should be eaten for karpas. Some people use parsley, some people use celery, some people use potatoes, other people use radishes, whatever it is, whatever your family custom is, then that's the custom you should follow. If you don't know what your family custom is, okay, so then we could talk about the perfect vegetable. But there's not really necessarily a perfect vegetable, although it happens to be that a lot of people talk about how radishes back in the day used to be a lot more popular. Nowadays, I don't think they're as popular. But okay, so karpas is a little bit more flexible. When it comes to maror, since maror is nowadays a mitzvah derabbanan, it still is an important commandment to follow. So it's a little bit stricter in terms of determining what vegetable one should use. And so obviously, we know there really are two different options. One is to use romaine lettuce, and the other is to use horseradish. Now, many people from back in the day know that horseradish was where it was at. Why? Because horseradish really makes you cry. It's really a horrible situation when a person's eating horseradish. If you have a good horseradish, your face turns all red. You start crying, and that's beautiful. That's really the mitzvah. However, the truth is that most poskim assume that the proper vegetable to have is romaine lettuce. However, of course, the consideration that has to be had is that you have to make sure you're cleaning the romaine lettuce properly, because if it happens to be that you're eating romaine lettuce filled with bugs, then you're not only keeping the mitzvah, but you could potentially be violating several isurim when you're eating the lettuce because of all the bugs that are in it. So as long as you know how to clean the lettuce properly, which is not what we're going to discuss right now, then romaine lettuce is probably the appropriate vegetable to have. And on top of that, some people like to throw in a little bit of horseradish because that creates more of a bitterness, and usually that makes people start crying, and people like doing that. But the ikar, the main vegetable to use ideally, is romaine lettuce because of the fact that it is has a bitter taste at the end. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Kashmir, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Lezakos.